This is Attorney Alan Edmonds. We are going to discuss a specific case today involving the Department of the Navy that I thought you would find very interesting. As you know, the Edmonds Law Firm has been helping active duty military as well as civilians across the United States for over 45 years. And today's case involves an individual that worked for the Department of the Navy. And he worked as a special logistics individual and came to us, interestingly enough, 3 days before the deadline on a notice of intent to suspend access. Two other law firms had turned his case down, and he came to us, and we took the case. He had a positive drug screen for marijuana, and as you know, under the guidelines, the Department of Defense has zero tolerance for marijuana use when it comes to a security clearance. And they issued this notice of intent to suspend and thus revoke the clearance, which would mean that he'd lose his position. So this is contained all in the directive 5220.6 or the National Security Adjudicative Guidelines, which we have spoken about at length in all of these podcasts. I've also told you that we have other resources for you that are at no cost. And one of the most popular is the YouTube videos that appear both on YouTube and on our websites. And I would direct you to view them because they're shorter than our podcasts, but they touch upon specific questions that you have asked me over the years. And I'm trying to be responsive to that. Today's case I thought was interesting because of the language from the Department of the Navy. So my client was issued this notice of intent to suspend, and in the body of the memorandum that he received, it says, you tested positive for marijuana on blank date. Additional information provided by the medical review officer states there is no legitimate medical explanation for the use. And it's also important that this individual self-reported. He self-reported the use, which I advise all people with a variety of problems. They can be criminal, they can be medical, they can be drug-related, they can be alcohol-related. If you self-report, that in and of itself is mitigation. So I encourage self-report. There's a special way, however, to self-report. And many of you are unaware of this. We walk people through the whole process of formally self-reporting. And it's a process that protects you and also limits the potential liability in a statement of reasons. So it's important how you self-report and when you self-report. And you can call us at 800-481-2526 just concerning self-reporting. But back to this case, this individual received the statement, the notice of intent to suspend. He hired our law firm, the Edmonds Law Firm. He hired us through our East Coast office. And we did a formal response to the notice of intent. So this is another example of how a statement of reasons, which is the first indication in writing that the government wants to revoke or deny your clearance. This is another indication of the hybrid type documents that you can receive. You can receive a notice of proposed action. You can receive, as this individual did, a notice of intent to suspend access, or you can receive a statement of reasons. And they all have the same effect. And they all contain, generally, a prescribed content of allegations, and usually under the guidelines, one of the 13, or it could be more of more guidelines than one. It could be two, three, or four guidelines, all contained in the statement of reasons to justify the government's position that you're a risk to national security and that they want to revoke your clearance. When you look at the directive, when you look at 5220.6, and you'll see the guidelines, guideline H is drug involvement and substance abuse. Guideline G is alcohol consumption. And you all know about guideline F, that's financial. That's the most popular guideline that the government uses. And in any event, they all have allegations concerning statements that are aggravating and statements that can be mitigating. Back to our story. So this individual hires the Edmonds Law Firm. We have 3 days to do a formal response. And we did it. We did a formal response. And we talked about the marijuana use. And we talked about the use of gummies, which is very popular today because this individual alleged this was an unknowing ingestion. He had used gummies that contained the Delta 9 metabolite. And he said, I really didn't know that at the federal level, gummies were illegal. And in fact, I thought that they were legal. And unwittingly, he hit a very important issue that's before the Department of Defense relative to gummies. And that is, what is the level of the Delta 9 metabolite in the gummies? In other words, how many nanograms per milliliter do the gummies contain of the Delta 9 metabolite? And that's important because if it doesn't meet a certain threshold amount, then it is legal. So he said that there was a lack of knowledge on his part that he consumed these for insomnia, and that he didn't know at the federal level that such a consumption would be unlawful, and he didn't know that such a consumption would give rise to a revocation of his security clearance. You know, he had the presence of mind to do something that I have been counseling you for over the last year with these podcasts, and that is, as smart as this individual was, he called a law firm. He called the Edmonds Law Firm. He actually called two other law firms as well. They declined representation, and he came to us on the eve of the due date. We did the job. And of course, today he's thrilled that he hired the Edmonds Law Firm because we received a successful, favorable decision indicating that we had satisfied the government's concern. We had mitigated all the concerns of the government. Clearance was reinstated, job continued, and this was a victory. But he threw the case at an attorney with experience. We have over 45 years, and also the capability of getting the response out in a short deadline. We quoted a flat fee. And he was thrilled, of course, with the results, as anybody would be. So there are a lot of embedded lessons in this case for you. Number one, consult an attorney. Number two, when it comes down to hiring an attorney, get an attorney that has experience and has a proven track record. The Edmonds Law Firm has a very aggressive litigation trial lawyers that are experienced in this, and one of them worked with the National Security Paralegal. We have legal teams here at the Edmonds Law Firm. They worked together. They produced the response. The response was over 20 pages long. We did it all in 3 days, and we were successful. The other thing is to resist the temptation of listening to your co-workers and buddies that you can do this yourself. We hear that a lot. Sometimes we hear that the legal officers are approached by our clients and they say, well, we can help you, and but the legal officers or the S2s or the field security officers are not equipped to do these responses. That's not their main job. And when you get a statement of reasons, it's important that you know you're on your own, and you've got to immediately make some decisions to get the right help. You can reach us at 800-481-2526. So this actual case that just came down was fantastic for our client, fantastic for us. We were thrilled and delighted that he trusted us. And I hope that you will call me. This is Attorney Alan Edmonds at 800-481-2526. We represent both active duty military with notices of intent to suspend access. We represent civilians that work at military installations that receive the same documents. And we request, we represent federal employees. And we've been doing it for a long time. So thank you for listening. If you have questions, don't hesitate. Give me a ring at 800-481-2526. Let us come alongside and help you save your clearance and save your career. Thank you.